Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 20th day of November in the year 2016, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com and PlaytimeWithSandra.com, broadcasting for you live from Southern California. Playtime with Sandra Radio can be heard via Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, digital podcast, NGRMusic.com, aka Naked Girls Radio, and at PlaytimeWithSandra.com. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Never Wanna Leave, and it's by the artist Xavier Toscano. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I chose the title for this evening's broadcast on Essex and Wales because I was checking out Wikipedia and I was seeing different anniversaries for things that happened on November 20th. In history. And I saw that there's a whaling boat called the Essex that was attacked by an 80-ton sperm whale. And the later novel in 1851 by Melville, Moby Dick, was in part inspired by that actual event. So voila, there we are. And then while looking at all that, I also discovered it's World Hello Day. Woohoo! And it's a secular holiday observed to express that conflict should be resolved through communication rather than the use of force. Voila, there you go. And I'll be right back with you with news and erotica and maybe some classic literature. But in the meanwhile, check out this song, New Orleans Swim Team by Toussaint Morisson.
I hear the waters calling my name and it brings me high. Cause I'm sitting in this cold as now lost in the dark. Hold tight, hold tight. As the days go by, go by, go by. Since I left the South, I make no mention. In good weather, if a hurricane is brewing, then tell them to come and get it. It's the root setting, truth yelling, boot kicking, shoot melter, telling you to go to home and do better. Don't worry about my cardigans and school sweaters. This is true, my, until the apocalypse turns a new feather. For now, I'm building something similar to the highway to fly out of this city and crash and burn on a warmer climate. Strike it like a union. My father's holy communion is green tea, fresh fish, and activism shooting truth to him so the money can't justify marginalizing. Look out alive to the millions I'm living, and that's a result of the public school system. Racially defunct as it may be, it's still my origin. Oregon trailblazer, I don't need your bridges. I'm skating down the river till it melts and I'm swimming. Put this morning in the cash, it tomorrow can come and get it. My hustle is relative to the Highlander. It'll turn that sexy bravado into an innocent bystander. Between more women than Lysander and the mayor of Cougar Town, protecting that Duncan MacLeod. You say leaving town as if the journey can never travel back. But I've been living north of the wall since they built Castle Black. It's already a return of the Mecca, like picking Paul in second and Chameleon Grill grits for breakfast. Beyond your daily threshold and comprehension, like Milwaukee, Wisconsin, open bar, wedding reception, God bless it. Cause I ain't working with too many of them, I'm just swimming down the Mississippi, somewhere the love wins. Fresh quarter, no quarter, take me back as I am, just a man with a few songs in his hands. No love.
Sandra Radio. This is Sandra London speaking. You're on the air. Who's calling?
Oh, you didn't have to stop the music. It's Jessica.
Hi. How are
hey.
You? Oh, my goodness. I got to write this number down. Oh, hello.
Hey.
For everyone tuning in, I'm speaking with Jess Edwards from ngrmusic.com. Jess 080806, if I'm correct. I don't know. Yes.
Yep, Jessica 080806. Yep, I go by many different names. Sometimes it's just a J with all the numbers, too, but it just depends on my mood at the moment, I guess.
Right on. Well, I can find you. Hello.
Yeah, so I just happened to, I got home from work and I was checking out some stuff and I saw the email that the show reminder that you were on and I, like, made it right at the beginning of the show. I'm like, oh, awesome, no way. So I was listening. The music is sounding really great, and I just thought I'd call in and let you know.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes. Also, another thing for everyone out there listening in, we have revamped and retuned Naked Girls Radio, and so we've had 3 episodes now. On my website, livinggrind.com, you'll see a post to the very first one, and if you click on that one, it'll take you to the page to listen to all 3 as you wish. But it's been me, Jess of Naked Girls Radio, and Tony Fierce, who's awesome, very beautiful, based out in, what is it called? Daytona Beach, Florida. So, yeah. Okay, I'm going to write this number down. I bought, like, all these, like, new little books, because I have, like, probably 200 notebooks of notes, but I have, like, 5 or 10 of just, like, passwords or phone numbers and addresses and emails. So
yeah.
And these are handwritten because you never know when a computer may go down. So.
Right.
Yeah. But, oh, okay, cool. Well, I can play some more music or we can just, like, chat and do whatever. I have the AMAs on mute and they're being recorded right now, the American Music Awards. So I got to catch the first hour of it. I don't know.
If you want to like play a couple of songs and think about things we can talk about, I can hang out for a little bit if you want.
I'd love that. Awesome. Okay, everyone, I'm gonna give you a song. What did I pick out? I picked up something. Should I do the Myth and Mop or should I wait till later?
You can play that. That's always good.
Okay, alrighty. I'll do, this is a short form comedy sketch with a taste of eroticism, but mostly just trying to be silly, featuring myself, Sandra London of livinggrind.com, and Jimmy D. Blanket of Naked
awesome.
Music. So here you are, everyone. Okay.
I'm great.
Your hair looks nice that way.
Well, thank you.
That is my poem, too. Do I win? It's my audition. Do I get to win the prize?
Sit down and we can talk about that, because I think you might have won, but I'm not sure. I think that was the preliminary interview.
Okay.
So, what's your name?
Personally, I'm Sandra London.
Right, but I wasn't talking about you personally. I was talking about your, you know, those things.
Can you be more precise?
Well, that one there, and that one there, and that one there. Or they both have the same name?
Mip and Mop.
Mip and Mop?
Yes.
Okay, so actually, I'm not here to interview you, Sandra London. I'm here to interview Mip and Mop.
Pity that. Okay, well.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. So you can just, you don't mind hanging out while I interview them, do you?
Certainly shall not.
Okay, good. Because, you know. So, Mip.
Hello! How are you?
Oh, I'm great, Mip. I think that you're amazing, as is, and hello, Mop. How are you doing?
Hi, I know. We're amazing.
Yeah, I mean, what's up? That's right. Very active.
Woo!
So what's it like, what's it like hanging out with Sandra London?
You know, she's all right, but, you know, we keep her up late for good calls, good reason, because we're more fun.
I see.
We like to be more sociable.
I see.
And
So sometimes, like, you like to get about and she just wants to sleep or hang out or do nothing.
So
something boring.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
How do you guys get out and about?
Oh, we bust their shirts and sweaters and sleeves. And,
oh yeah.
You know, boulevards and back alleys and whatchacallums.
So this is, what was your name again?
Mip.
That's Mip. Can I speak to, I'm going to speak to Mop. This is a question for Mop.
I'm Mop.
Mop, do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, I have plenty.
You do?
It depends on the day of the week.
Oh, so you have multiple boyfriends.
Which day's in a while?
Well, who is more boyfriends, Mip or Mop?
Every day that ends in a while, I've got a boyfriend.
Yeah, but who is more boyfriends, Mip, you, or your Mop?
Well, me, I have all the boys.
Oh, okay.
Me, I have all the girls.
All the girls, that's interesting. So you're both having fun, that is.
Totally.
Huh.
You are a very bright young man.
Yeah, I am. So what, do you have a special cause that you both, because, you know, I heard that you
we
were
in. We firmly believe in the prostate.
Firmly?
Firmly believe in the prostate, and we believe in tickling it because it is delightful.
Uh-huh.
And we also believe it promotes and stimulates good health and good living. To tickle it and fondle it with our pointiness.
So, so that's why you set up that charity fund for tickling prostates?
Yes, it's free prostate tickling day every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Wow, do both you, Mip, and Mop work on it, or just?
All three of us, you know.
All three of you?
Sometimes she's sleeping, but
right.
We do double duty because we're double D's.
Therefore,
right. You know. We do double shifts sometimes. So she can sleep, she can be fine, close her eyes, close her mouth, close her legs, mm-hmm. And we will do the rest.
And so that involves tickling a prostate?
Yes, just for examination purposes.
Sure.
And it's delightful. The men love it, and, you know, they come every year, every day.
Well, that's great. Do you ever feel like sometimes Sandra gets too much attention, then you're not getting enough attention?
No, we're always the driving force behind her, even to be able to stand up every day. I mean, look at us.
Well,
we are
actually,
huge, okay?
Well, I can't really quite see.
To even be able to stand her right now,
uh-huh.
To be able to see her.
Well, it's kind of hard to see because you're...
Like, we propel her.
Uh-huh.
We are her motivating divine forces.
So basically, you're her muse in a way.
She is our mule.
She's your mule?
In a way.
Wow, that's amazing. So she's your mule.
But we love her music better.
You love her music?
Mostly.
Wow, that's that mule, huh? I mean.
Kind of. She's quite delightful though. Lovely girl. Lovely
mm-hmm.
girl.
So I heard you had another sister, who was lives down. A little bit down there.
She's very expensive.
She's very expensive?
Extremely.
So you can't wake her up?
You could, but it depends on your wallet, mister.
Oh, I've got a wallet. Let's see what I have in my wallet. Well, I don't know. Let's see.
It wouldn't be in cash, mother.
Oh, okay.
It would be
a check?
No.
A credit card?
No.
A diamond?
A prenup.
A what? Prenup? Oh, a pre. Okay, well, you're the one talking, so I shouldn't. So she's sleeping. She's not gonna talk. She's. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, you have not been invited to speak with her just quite yet.
Okay, well, I heard that you. I heard you had another sister.
Well, she's out back.
Right. Could you call her in?
She's still out back.
You don't want to call her in?
Men are already attending her right now.
Men attending her. Oh, because when we did this interview, I thought I was gonna.
Getting her hair done and puffed out and spread.
She's got her hair done.
Yes.
She's got hair, and
it's
gonna.
I gotta dig in, you know, and get to the roots of the matter.
It's gonna be spread.
Just every now and again, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, this is how things happen.
So this is Mip topping, right?
We speak collectively at times.
We speak collectively at times, because when I signed up for this interview, I heard that I was gonna speak to at least three sisters.
I believe you, indeed you have.
No, I've spoken to
You've
Mip.
Spoken with the mop.
I've spoken to Mop.
And the nipples.
Well, no, that's
Mip, Mop, and Sandra.
Okay.
All you need today.
Mip, Mop, and Sandra.
Yes, and your starting fee is going to be quite hefty to speak with the lady downstairs and lady out back. Oh, she's a little less, pricey, but she's a bit engaged at the moment.
Oh,
you might need to come back later. Maybe get in line, take a car, take a number.
What
she was on 69 last week.
What number could I do to reach?
Well, she's at 69 last week.
So it's not a phone number. It's not a phone number I can call.
No, just a line, just a number.
I see.
And still, so that you know how things are going and she's doing.
Enough with her because.
Our interview.
Oh, okay. Well.
We will be interviewing you shortly.
Okay. Well, you can interview me anytime you want.
Thank you. Had a delightful time.
Okay.
And we will tickle your whistles and whistle your tunnels.
Yeah. Well, I think that prostate campaign
and
that you have.
And also give you a very delightful prostate exam. Yes, we will.
Well, I'm all open for any prostate exam you guys ever want to give.
We will be delighted.
I think most guys would be very happy to receive a prostate exam from you. Okay, well, thanks. This is a wonderful interview, and you should be appearing on YouTube quite soon.
Good day. Good day to you.
Great.
Good day.
Well, great. Super. Bye.
And we're back. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra London, of livinggrind.com and playtimewithsandra.com. I believe I still have Jess on the air with me. Jess, are you there? Naked Girls Radio?
Yep, I'm here.
Hello, hello.
Hey, oh my gosh, I laugh every time I listen to that. And it cracks me up because I don't know how you do all these like characters and voices and stuff without laughing.
Oh, I don't know either.
I would be laughing too much, probably.
Yeah, there's just something, I don't know what happens, but I sort of, I don't know, I can adapt a split brain in a second to just operate.
You're like in the zone.
Yeah, I just pull my normal self out of that and just do something that's just not normally me, but that I like to play around with. And I don't know, I think probably that's why. Plus, growing up with animals, I think helped just because, I don't know, always like trying to train them somewhat informally, I guess, and try and, anything that sort of catches the interest of humans or animals is fun to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely entertaining.
Oh, thank you. What was I going to say? It started raining out here in California, SoCal, last night, and it rained, I guess, the majority of today, although I spent a lot of day sleeping, so when I woke up, it was dark out anyways. But yeah, we're finally getting a little bit of rain. We've had a drought for a couple of years now out here.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully more of that is headed your way. I didn't see it, but we had our first snow last night. Wah, wah.
Oh.
It's so cold. It's so cold here. It was cold enough today to snow.
Darn it.
Yeah. Wow. I know. It felt crazy.
I just wish I was there, actually, just so I could see the snow. Like, growing up, there were very few years where I lived where you could even have enough to make a facsimile of a snowman. I think once there's enough where it almost looked like snowman.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I've seen that. I knew a guy that lived in Tennessee, and he didn't really get snow at all, and he had no snow on the ground, but scraped up enough to make this really, really tiny, pathetic snowman in front of his house. It was so cute.
Yeah, so it was like a holiday icy slushy from 7-Eleven. What was I gonna say? I was gonna ask you something. Anyways, we're for everyone tuning in, we're trying to think of possibly a theme song for our new Naked Girls Radio, an opening jingle. So you're all free and welcome to offer suggestions to us via Twitter is the fastest way. My Twitter is at I am Sandra London. I am Sandra London. Or you can shoot it over to Jess, who What's your Twitter again?
Naked Girls Radio. I have a couple, but that's the easiest to remember. Naked Girls Radio.
There we are.
All one word.
You can send some suggestions. We're looking over all that.
Yep, we're looking at a lot of options, and you can also, hey, if you want to write us a theme song, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. If you want to get your, you know, get your name out there some more, we'll get you heard.
There you go. Oh, yeah. What, oh, my goodness. What was I looking at today? I was looking at a couple different news stories, but they're, I don't even know if I should go into them. Some of them are so weird. like Kanye having a meltdown or something, and there's actually
really,
a website.
Really, again? Like, what? She's always having a meltdown.
Yeah, I know, right? But there's
what is
like
it
a
time?
Everything. But there's actually a website that had the transcript. They wrote out a transcript of what he said in the Sacramento concert last night, I guess, and he was supposed to perform this evening in LA, and he canceled it, but he only did 30 minutes yesterday in Sacramento. But they did. They actually wrote out a transcript of it. On my Twitter, you can see probably the most recent or within the first 5 or 10 that you would see. You'll see a link to that. I can't recall the website right now offhand, but I did like retweet it or whatever. But yeah, it kind of lost me. But who can say?
Yeah, well, I just used to think he was stupid and had a lot of anger issues. But, like, stuff like that also is starting to make me, like, be like, how many drugs is he on? Like, what the hell is he doing? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I know one thing they've been talking about on the radio here, again, it was a while ago, too, about Justin Bieber freaking out, too, because he can't handle the screaming fans anymore. He's kind of been losing it, and there's been a few incidences where he stopped the show and be like, please, the screaming has got to stop. You know,
is he gonna do like?
And I think he had refused to sing music if people wouldn't stop screaming and stuff like
maybe
that.
Maybe he wants to be like a quiet birth type thing, like have your baby in silence, listening to me is like having a baby, but I don't want to hear about it. So be quiet and listen or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like par for the course. You got to be used to screaming at people if you're a performer on a stage in a public venue. Maybe
right.
You should try
so
poetry.
A lot of radio people have been trying
thing.
To making fun of him for that, you know. And of course, everybody's always. Huh?
Let's put him in a coffee house so he can just read poetry. It'll be a bit quieter, perhaps.
Something.
He's like those spoons. Stop stirring the spoons in the coffee cups. I can't take it. Did he just crinkle that muffin wrap? And I can't stand you. Help! Close
oh
my security.
God.
Like, I don't know. But I don't know. It's weird because I don't listen to very much popular music now for like what the top 10 things will be. But you know, I'll hear them. You know, like Osmosis or something, where I just so happened to catch it on, you know, some news thing or whatever. And there's some artists that are like awesome, like they're better, like, you know, everyone always thinks it was the good old days beforehand with true musicians and they were really this, that, and the other, and everything now is so formulaic and tired and blah blah blah. But I've heard some people that I think are like awesome for now, like modern and like good. So not all heavily played music is crap. It's only problem is how often it's played, I guess. That since I don't hear it that often, it's a treat for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this? Oh, I heard that name before. Oh, that's okay. All right.
Yeah. I went through like the longest time without, you know, listening to that kind of stuff, and I've been doing a lot of driving lately, so I've been caught up for the last, like, 2 months now on, like, most of the music that's out there, if it's being played mainstream. But, you know, otherwise, before that, I didn't know. I wasn't listening to it at all. Like, I hadn't for a really long time. So, but there's a lot of stuff out there. I have one of my kids actually and I were having a conversation because there's a lot of really popular songs that are really stupid right now, and they're kind of like pointless, and like the lyrics are just like you listen to them, especially for the first time, and you're like, this is really dumb, you know? And she's like an elementary school kid, and she's like, it's just the trend right now to like make songs that are about nothing, you know?
Well, it reflects the times, I guess. I don't know.
It does. And I mean, you know, like sometimes I think we're so overloaded on stuff that sometimes songs about nothing are really soothing, you know? It's
well,
like you don't
well,
have to
yeah.
think too hard.
Well, think of all the cute, like, animal pictures and videos where it's just animals being animals. It's like, aw, that's calming
yeah.
my blood pressure, watching this animal be silly and not even trying or something. But,
right.
But with music, I mean, I guess it's always, there's always going to be, you know, there's always the chorus, is, you know, that's very easy to remember, catchy, you know, and they've got it fine-tuned for the beats per minute type of thing, and all that to where you can, it's like a ready-made template for popular music these days.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, we can't face that reality that we've kind of always been listening to. Easy to remember, catchy tunes. So,
right.
Yeah. I don't know. But speaking of that, I have been watching, like, The Voice. It's probably like, the third season of the show, The Voice. Where I actually like it a lot just because everybody's pretty good. And it's like delightful or something of like, yeah, even if this person gets kicked off, they probably have people like beating the doors down to come talk to them because they're that good. So, you know, you can stand out in the crowd no matter, you know, what your album sales look like or lack thereof, then it's entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in a little while. It's but it is.
It's
like
so
that
cool.
Show.
Yeah,
yeah.
They got Alicia Keys on there this season.
Oh, cool.
Mhm. And Miley Cyrus.
Okay. Yeah, I think she was on there before, or like she at least was a guest
yeah.
on there. I don't remember, but yeah.
It's she was a guest.
Been a season
like,
or two since I've watched it.
Helper. Yeah. I don't know. I like it. That's the like. I have not been able to watch very many of, you know, just regular series or any other type of reality show for like a couple of years now. But
yeah,
I
do occasional like series and stuff. Like for a while it was Naked and Afraid, and lately I'm back to getting caught up with Shameless. I'm almost
right.
caught up,
That's
so
right.
I'm in season 7 now.
Okay, I remember you told me to watch that one, Shameless, and I probably saw 10 minutes of Naked and Afraid, and I was kind of like, dude, they're basically nudists, why can't they just be naked and show the nakedness or whatever?
Yeah, but I mean, it's actually a really good show. Like, at first I had watched it at a little bit, and I was like, I don't know, but it is a pretty good show. Like, I've seen a lot of episodes of that, and then, yeah. Shameless, like I said, they're still filming like and doing the 7th season, but I'm a few episodes in. It's always, and I mean, like every episode there's something completely unexpected, like, and you know, the show like can't be any more shocking, and it gets better and better and better and better. So,
Well, there's something I caught, like, what was it? Oh my goodness, I'm probably gonna get the title wrong, but maybe you can still like know what I'm talking about or something. Broad something, where there's like two chicks in New York or something, and it's just like a funny comedy. I think that's like Comedy
Two
Central.
Broke Girls.
No, that's the TV. That's the regular TV. I've seen a couple of episodes of those. That's pretty funny.
Oh, so what are you? Where are you talking about?
Oh
online?
My god! No, like it was on the TV. I think it may have been Comedy Central. If not, it was on HBO. But it's like. Uh-huh. I keep thinking Broad, although it sounds horrible to just say the name but not know exactly.
Right.
it's just that, gosh, it's going to come back to me. I'm going to try to Google, maybe, like, Google will know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I do that sometimes, too. Like, I have the weirdest description, and I'm like, please, Google, know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
It works sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see if I can do it live here on the air. Hold on, y'all. Let's see. Broad City. There we go. It's called Broad City.
Broad City. I have not heard of
that. Yeah. I saw like one episode of it, and it's pretty funny. Like one of the episodes starts out with one of the main female characters like having sex with her boyfriend, so she's, you know, on top of him, and that's kind of how the episode starts. And then the phone rings, and she just talks on the phone to her friend while still, you know, en flagrante, still in the motions. That's kind of funny. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Comedy Central. There you go.
Yeah, there's as far as Shameless goes and stuff, like there's a lot of. It is an extremely adult show. And there is, like, a lot of adult entertainment-related stuff in it, too, which I think is pretty interesting. They have some definitely, you know, adult topics that are controversial, I guess, you know, that are very, you know, racy, controversial kind of subject matter. So it's very interesting.
Okay, I'm going to try to watch something of it.
Just start at the beginning. Like the whole fucking thing is great. Oh my god. I mean, like you won't, I'm sure you won't remember, but I mean there's just like, I don't know, like there's this chick that's helps this couple run a bar, and they just got all in this relationship, and there's all kinds of like weird marriage stuff going on that has to do with deportation, and like the one that's getting could get deported marries the woman because the man's already married, even though he's fake married to the other girl he has kids with, and like it's crazy, and like this Russian chick, and she's like she was sold into sex slavery when she was a kid, and like she grew up as like doing like hand jobs and stuff for money, and like it's they end up like at one point in the series they're like running like a hand job massage place upstairs of the bar to make extra money and shit. But, like, she ended up marrying the woman of this relationship, and now they, like, they just adopted each other's kids, and they're, because they're trying to, like, look good for immigration and, like, make more money for the bar and stuff, and now she's, like, got into, like, this three-way with them, and it's, like, really insane because she's this sex worker, so she, like, is, like, mind-blowing. She knows sexually, like, what she's doing, so she, like, manipulates everybody with that, and she's, like, really good at it, and it's just so scandalous, like this whole show, it's fucking awesome. So
okay,
I don't know, like it's just like jaw dropping constantly, it just is amazing.
Okay. I'm trying to see it, and the Broad City, they've been renewed for a fourth and a fifth season. It's pretty funny. I liked what I saw of it.
Cool.
But what was that? There's something. Okay, it'll come back to me. Okay.
So I have a question for you.
No
okay,
pressure.
Like I said, you know, I've been driving a lot lately. Do you have any, have you heard of, or do you know if you guys are getting smart roads? Have you heard of a smart road?
Is it like a sort of a drive past thing where you drive past it for toll? It can be in like a
kind of
lane.
It's like that, but it's not, because here in Chicago we have the I-Pass lanes where you just drive through and it electronically pays your tolls.
Yeah.
And I thought, are these related to that, or are these like speed monitoring things? They've been building these things over I-90 near Chicago.
Huh.
And I noticed recently, because I drive down there a lot, back and forth between the city and the suburbs a lot, and I'm always on there, and there's so much construction, but, like, there's been all these things, and now there's a ton of them, and I'm like, what the hell are these things? So I looked it up, and they're calling it, like, the smart corridor on I-90 or a smart road, and basically they're supposed to have, like, these HD, like, monitors on them and all this stuff, and it's supposed to inform drivers of all like driving conditions, recommended speed limit you should go right now, like if there's any accidents, lane closures, all this stuff. But it's supposed to also integrate, I think, with like phones and iPads and stuff, and then there's cars that are going to have the technology built into it, so it like interacts directly with your vehicle.
You know, that's what I was wondering, you know, like if it's going to be ready-made to, you know, coincide with smart cars and all that, you know, when they're, or, you know, self-driving vehicles when they
right.
Come over,
I don't know if, how far it's going to go. Like, it's supposed to, I didn't read anything about that so far, but yeah, certain like upper model cars, like, you know, BMWs and stuff like that, are supposed to be equipped with whatever technology goes with these roads. And I think it also works with smartphones still and tablets and all that. But and then, like, every half a mile you drive past one of these things, so you'll
see
the information. Huh?
I can see that as being a problem if there's, like, four people in the car and they all have various, you know, cell phone or gadget type things. And then if anything ever happens with the main system on the road, then it could be, you know, confused by, wait, there's only one driver at a time, or the car drives itself. So why it's trying to send four signals based on the person's normal, you know, time zone or something. If they're traveling, you're like, we're not used to you appearing here. What is going on?
Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know how far it's going to go. Cause I was going like, what are these things? I feel like it's creeping me out. Like I'm being watched. And I was telling my dad about it earlier today and some of my family, cause we did our Thanksgiving today. And we were all hanging out, and I mentioned it, you know, are you guys aware of these? Have you seen these yet? Because I just looked them up, and this is what it says. And my dad's like, what is it, like Big Brother? I'm like, it feels like it, you know? It's like,
well, it's too late.
Because they
it's
can
too
tell
late
already.
To worry. It's too late to worry
they
about
can,
that. You are
yeah, well, they can
watched.
Already,
hate
right.
To tell
well,
you.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it, is there's so much of that already, there's nothing you can do about it. But, like, you know, they already know so much about people from their smartphones. I mean, I've watched things about how it shows, you know, it pings all your locations so they know to advertise certain things to you. Like, you hang out at the bar a lot, so you're likely to get liver disease or, you know, like, all this different. They know, or, like, you know, you go here a lot, so,
we're going to give
you these
like,
kind of ads because we know your lifestyle, and they keep track of all of that stuff.
It's like, what if you live next to a bar and, you know, they're just thinking, you're a lush. Just
right.
Next one, or like, yeah, I know there's a lot of smart advertising in that sense to see, you know, where you visit, where you purchase, what makes you purchase, this kind of a thing. And it's so smart that it's pointless. It's stupid because it gets saturated with information. So if it's like, I don't know
how you
like,
analyze all that.
Yeah, but they don't know that they're not always just, you know, typing that one person or that one household because of guests visiting or because several people use the same device. So, you know. So like,
right, there's got to be inconsistency somewhere.
Who's this 60-year-old teenager who wants to, was worrying about, like, I don't know, their wisdom teeth and, like, who knows? Or just it becomes like a big old smorgasbord of what the if.
right.
It's not
that
reliable.
Makes sense.
It's like, is this device yours? Are you the only one who uses it? Well, you probably won't be, you know, like for anything that you have, any electronics or whatever.
You know what used to weird me out was like, okay, I used to be into advertising and paying attention to, well, I still am, like I sell advertising and stuff, but I've done a lot of learning and research regarding like internet advertising and things like that, and it makes perfect sense. If you go on certain kinds of websites or you type in certain keywords, then, you know, your browser picks that up and it's all in your information, so they serve you related ads. And they can do that rather quickly. The thing that used to freak me out is, I swear, sometimes I wouldn't visit anything related. I might talk about something with somebody not on the internet, and then I would get ads for that. And I'm like, what the hell?
Were you listening to me too?
Sitting, you know, like,
were you sitting near your computer at the time?
I don't know.
Phone?
I don't remember. But it was
there's,
just like, what the hell?
I'll send it to you. There's a link where, I guess, Gmail or Google like had a thing where it could pick up, you could listen to yourself whenever you're like searching for something, where they had a few like audio things saved of you that you're not like aware of. So to me it's kind of funny just because since I like writing and reading and like just reading about all kinds of stuff, like it would be a very interesting profile for me because it would have nothing to do with me personally. It would have to do with something I'm interested in learning about as it's like a story topic. So I think for anyone that's like an artist or a writer or even like, you know, a musician or whatever, you know, it's going to be fairly skewed because, you know, that person's just thinking about something they want to, like, know more about or write a story about or whatever. So it's not always terribly accurate. But I know that they released, like, near field communications first in Asia, where it was like if you're walking around in like a big old plaza outside, then they go, hey, you can turn it on and it'll ping you if you're near like the gap in Tokyo or something, and like, you know, tell you you'd probably like these kind of pants and they're on sale right now in this store while you're right here or whatever. Huh. Like, yeah, so most nowadays that feature is available in most cell phones. To just go, yeah, whatever's out there, who wants me? Who wants me? Yeah, come to this bar, half off, or like come to this, yeah, Old Navy or like H&M or something. So it's fun. It's interesting to look at all the different aspects of it. There's another thing that was like a gender analyzer that would analyze you by the way that you typed or like a body of text type of thing. And I did one, right? So I'm like, here's a body of text, you know, just anything, as long as it's not like a something technical, so then you're just doing technical writing, but any sort of a free write or any sort of thing, you can upload it and it like, it analyzes it for you. And it's like, this is either a European or a college educated male or just a European. With male or female, I'm like, what? And I was reading about it and they're like, well, women who are very educated, they will come across, like in gender analysis of their writing as like a dude, so like doctors, writers, whatever, because the words chosen, the format and structure are more along the lines of traditional educational instruction and this kind of thing. So I was like, that's funny. I said, or European. I'm like, well, okay, that's funny. Yeah, like,
that's great.
I think it was like maybe Amy Tan or somebody was like an example of someone that they're not going to be typed correctly by just based off of prose or text that they write. So I thought
that was
pretty cool. Yeah, it's like probably if you want to look at more stuff like that, maybe like Bruce Schneier is really good with some of that, and Papers Please, PapersPlease.org and Schneier.com. Those are pretty good at like updating you on, you know, make sure of this or that, or this is the new thing that like tries to typecast you. So it's good to be aware, but don't forget, it's already too late to forget. So that's my best advice. Oh my goodness. Oh, who's crying? Sorry, I have the AMAs on mute. Oh, it's Bieber. Okay. And there's a girl crying. A girl crying and watching him. I was like, what?
Wait, Bieber's crying?
No, the girl. There's a girl in the audience.
Oh.
And I was like, and it showed her for like 4 seconds, but it didn't show what was going on around her. Then it got to him. I'm like, oh. I'm like, crying? You're supposed to cry at awards. You didn't win an award. Yeah. So anyways, hold on, what are we? Oh my goodness, we have like 8 minutes left. This is wild.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, okay, in the spirit of all things smart, I will play my short form erotica, Autonomous Booty. And yes, I'll be right back.
Petra is beyond. She is striking gold on the dance floor, all oiled up. It started out as gas, alas. Her drink slipped, modestly drenching her see-through night on a town gown while she had held court in the Lux Lounge way up high. Roman is amused, but tries to avoid making the sudden newfound pleasure known. Petra plays the fool, continuing her sway, her shimmy, her incredible thrusts, swings, and struts, leading the way, all atop 6-inch steel wheels. The damn thing just won't quit. No, really. Whose divine theory was made into a plan of action here anyway? This endless procession of treadmill, as if this hot powerhouse needed any workout. Petra reels in Roman's furtive gaze and grins a mile wide. Oops, Petra mouths as she slowly turns her VIP goblet onto its underbelly, painting her purposefully too small negligee with deep scarlet spirits. There will be whistles galore. Meanwhile, Roman and Petra alike are all wrapped up in her velvet. Petra widens her eyes. Oops. Roman mouths back, swallowing hard. Squirming in seductive falsetto, Petra makes a few pathetic attempts to dry off. The elements notwithstanding, the spirits make tiny teardrops at the mountaintops of her ridiculously erect nipples. Magic! Petra shouts over the circus absorbed within them. Puffy to perky, all in one go. Petra smiles, leaning in as Roman draws near, all the better. Bravo, ma belle, Roman croons. Petra runs the back of her hand absentmindedly over the front of Roman's pants. Petra pipes up, aha, voila. She feels good inside. A host draws near. Mademoiselle? Petra reaches out for Roman, cupping his ass cheek from behind. No, no, thank you, it's fine. We'll be going. My ride's here, Petra volunteers, winking at the staff. Enter Johnny Otto. There he is. I am Johnny's pet, Petra chuckles as Roman grips her hand tightly to keep up. Johnny's jar. Party of two and a half, Johnny intimates with reserved discretion as a temporary chattel claim assignment. Where do we tell? Roman begins. Don't you worry, Petra rubs Roman's knee gingerly. Johnny's got everything under control. Petra is suddenly overwhelmed. Petra lays her head atop Roman's khakis, creating a very hard and humid situation. 3, 2, 1. Johnny has arrived. Roman stutters. Roman is a bit of a mess. A stowaway ejects smoothly from the door, proffering an assortment of complimentary tissue. Roman flusters about, moderately embarrassed. He looks to the east of himself. Wow. How did it know where I live? Roman continues to peer out of the window. Did you leave your light on? We can read, you know, Petra cautions gently. Oh, Roman sighs. Thanks? Roman bellows uncomfortably into the voice box which separates the chattel from the operator. Much obliged, Johnny affirms solemnly. Now, where were we? Petra purrs distractedly, prodding her new favorite thing. 322 King's Court, Utopia, Swordston Bridge, recalls Johnny. Petra rolls her semi-permanent autumn green eyes. Johnny is at a full stop. Roman is released upon exit. Petra's dismount, however, is delayed. She pauses a moment, but all are silent. Ugh! Johnny! Petra squeals for precisely 20 seconds. Let me go! Roman looks on in suspended disbelief. You, my pet, have not arrived at your... Petra interjects. Fucking bullshit, Johnny! Petra gathers Roman's coat and lifts it up from her lap towards the auto lights. Throwing it over her nipple-length, chocolatey mane, she slips her hands into Roman's sleeves. You have changed, Johnny reports. Johnny is ajar. Standing momentarily akimbo on the sidewalk, Roman and Petra soon advance onwards towards Roman's high rise. Looking back, Petra tugs her left boob ever so slightly while pointedly winking her right eye. I will put you in
pocket.
Some. Little mama gonna move some. You been talking for a while, you gotta prove some. Too busy working, man, I'm in my cousin trial. They hate you when you style, people hate to see you smile, you know. Yeah. I told my nigga I need inspiration. You just need a bitch to hurt you. Teacher, I just hope I always be referred to. Features, I don't know a nigga that deserved to. Research, I was staying way after my curfew. I was in Miami trying to eat right. We done brought the city to the beach like. Airlines, man, I had to get my seats right. Brian left, nigga best believe it's still at heat like. Shake some, little mama gonna shake some. All that giving you been doing, better make some. She said it's only been a week, why don't you wait some? That face some, make me jacket wanna take some. You only acting, I can feel it from AM to PM. Don't get distracted by them people that's up in your DM. At least we work it out, we athletes. Drop the new for all the bitches in the jack reef. Baby Jesus, please guard my soul. These nights are cold and I'm out here in the land of peaches. Miami beaches, say goodbye to them. Miami bitches got me hooked, sometimes I vibe with them. Savannah bitches got that look, that's when I ride to them. To all my bitches, I got something that applies to them. Communication is a virtue. Communication brought you patience and that purse too. Love your personas, but you always show the worst too. Roll up a swisher, pour up that liquor for my niggas that's gone to December. And if they take away your visits, I hope you remember. This for them haters that debate us, envy the team without you. I couldn't make it without you, my nigga. Nah, nigga, nah. Here come the winner, we gon' see how y'all niggas fall. Really, rap is just a gimme. I came in here feeling empty, and now we leaving with plenty. Move some, little mama gonna move some. You been talking for a while, you gotta prove some. Too busy working, man, I'm in my cousin trial. They hate you when you style, people hate to see you smile. Shake some, little mama gonna shake some. All that giving you been doing, better make some. She said it's only been a week, why don't you wait some? Bitch. You know. You know, and you know, and you know.
Now that's better, baby. Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is
down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is
down the stream. Merrily, 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 merrily.